Around town, ordering a meal.
Hello, I'll be your waiter today. Can I start you off with something to drink?
Yes, I'll have iced tea, please.
And I'll have lemonade.
Okay, are you ready to order, or do you need a few minutes?
I think we're ready. I'll have the tomato soup to start, and the roast beef with mashed potatoes and peas.
How do you want the beef? Rare, medium, or well done?
Well done, please.
And I'll just have the fish with potatoes and a salad.
Language notes. Can I start you off with something to drink? Notice how the question starts with can. Since this is a yes-no question, the intonation rises at the end. And I'll have lemonade. Notice how Anna stresses I'll and lemonade to emphasize her choice. Are you ready to order, or do you need a few minutes? The word or signals a choice here. Notice the rising intonation on order and the falling intonation on minutes. The first choice is, are you ready to order? And the second choice is, do you need a few minutes? I'll have the tomato soup to start and the roast beef with mashed potatoes and peas. Notice that tomato soup, roast beef, mashed potatoes, and peas are stressed because the food order is the important information here. Notice also that tomato soup, roast beef, and mashed potatoes are compound words. The stress falls on the second word in each phrase. Well done, please. Notice that the subject and verb are omitted in the response. Only the necessary information is given. I'll just have the fish. Anna says just here to mean that she does not want a starter.
Around town. Asking directions.
Excuse me, could you tell me where the library is?
Yes, it's that way. You go 3 blocks to Washington Street, then turn right. It's on the corner, across from the bank.
Thanks. I've only been in town a few days, so I really don't know my way around yet.
Oh, I know how you feel. We moved here a year ago, and I still don't know where everything is.
Language notes. Could you tell me is slightly more polite than can you tell me? Could you tell me where the library is? Notice that library is stressed here because it is the word with the important information. This is an indirect question, so the subject, the library, comes before the verb, is. The word order is reversed in a direct question. Where is the library? Yes, it's that way. Notice the stress on that. The speaker is pointing in a certain direction and wants to emphasize that direction. I know how you feel is a way of saying, I understand. Notice the emphasis on feel. The speaker wants to show empathy and understanding. I still don't know where everything is. Notice the word order of where everything is. The subject, everything, comes before the verb, is. This word order is different from the direct question, where is everything? Around town. At the supermarket.
Hey, Julia, look at those desserts. How about baking some cookies today?
Yeah, that's a great idea. While we're here, let's pick up the ingredients.
Okay, what do we need?
The recipe calls for flour, sugar, and butter. Oh, and we also need eggs and chocolate chips.
Why don't you get the dairy ingredients? You'll find those in the refrigerated section in the back of the store. I'll get the dry ingredients. They're in aisle 10.
Great, let's meet at the checkout.
Okay, see you there.
Language notes. How about is a casual way to suggest doing an activity. Notice that how about is followed by an ing verb. Notice that Julia pauses for a moment. Is an expression used to think about something first before speaking. That's a great idea. Notice the emphasis on great. Julia has thought about it and then decided that she really does want to bake cookies. The recipe calls for is a way of saying the recipe says we need. The phrase call for can also be used to talk about the weather forecast. They're calling for rain. Flour, sugar, and butter. Notice that this is a list, so there are short pauses between each item. Notice also that each ingredient is stressed because this information is important. Why don't you? This expression is used to ask someone to do something. It can also be used to give advice. But in this case, two friends are deciding on who does which task. I'll. Notice the silent S in aisle. An aisle is an orderly lane in a supermarket with shelved products on both sides. Each aisle has a number so that it is easy to find what you need.
Around town, at the post office.
What can I do for you today?
I need to mail this package to New York, please.
Okay, let's see how much it weighs. It's about 5 pounds. If you send it express, it will get there tomorrow. Or you can send it priority and it will get there by Saturday.
Saturday is fine. How much will that be?
$11.35. Do you need anything else?
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot. I need a book of stamps, too.
Okay. Your total comes to $20.35.
Language notes. What can I do for you today? Notice that this question starts with what, so the intonation drops at the end of the question. Or you can send it priority. Notice the stress on or, which emphasizes that there is another possibility. 11:35, $20.35. Notice the two different ways the postal clerk says the price. First, he says 11:35 without the words dollars and cents. Then he says $20.35. Oh, yeah, is an expression used here to mean I just remembered something. It's often followed by I almost forgot. Your total comes to is a way of saying the cost is.
Around town. Shopping.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a sweater in a size medium.
Let's see. Here's a nice white one. What do you think?
I think I'd rather have it in blue.
Okay. Here's blue in a medium. Would you like to try it on?
Okay. Yes, I love it. It fits perfectly. How much is it?
It's $50. It will be $53 with tax.
Perfect. I'll take it.
Language notes. Can I help you? Or may I help you? Is what a salesperson normally says to greet a customer. I'm looking for a... Here means I don't know exactly which one I want. Size medium. Clothing usually comes in small, medium, and large sizes. Some women's clothing comes in number sizes, usually ranging from 2 to 16. Let's see. An expression used when a person wants to think something over, to make a choice or decision, or to look for something. I'd rather have it in. Here means I don't like this exact one. I would prefer it in a different color, size, material, etc. Would you like to? Is a polite way to ask, do you want to? Try it on means to test the fit or appearance of a garment by putting it on. Try on is a separable phrasal verb, so the object it goes between try and on. How much is it? Means how much does it cost? Notice that the main sentence stress falls on is in this question. I'll take it means I will buy it.
Around town. At the doctor's office.
What seems to be the problem?
Well, I have a bad cough and a sore throat. I also have a headache.
How long have you had these symptoms?
About 3 days now, and I'm really tired, too.
Sounds like you've got the flu. Take aspirin every 4 hours and get plenty of rest. Make sure you drink lots of fluids. Call me if you're still sick next week.
Okay, thanks.
Language notes. What seems to be the problem? Means, what is the problem? Notice that the intonation falls at the end of the question. The doctor wants information, not a yes-no answer. Well is used as an introductory word. Notice how the vowel is drawn out to sound like well. This can be used as a way to buy time while you think about what you want to say next. A bad cough, a sore throat, a headache. Notice the article a before each symptom. About is used to mean more or less. It's used here to give an estimate of time. Take aspirin, get rest, make sure, call me. Notice the doctor uses the simple tense here to give instructions. This is the imperative form of the verb. Still sick means continue to be sick.
Around town, calling for help.
Hey, that car just ran a red light and hit that truck.
Is anyone hurt?
I don't know. Let's call 911. Hello? I'd like to report a car accident near the post office on Charles Street. It looks like a man is hurt. Yes, it just happened. Okay, thanks, bye.
What did they say?
They're going to send an ambulance and a police car right away.
Good, they're here. I hope the man is okay.
I know. You have to be so careful when you're driving.
Language notes. Hey! This expression is used to show surprise. Notice how that car just ran a red light and hit that truck is said with a lot of energy. Is anyone hurt? This is a yes-no question, so the intonation rises at the end. Notice how this question is asked in a worried way. 911 is the phone number you dial for emergency services. The person who answers will ask you questions about the emergency situation and then send out the necessary emergency services, which may include police officers, firefighters, and an ambulance. I'd like to report a car accident near the post office on Charles Street. Notice how the keywords car accident, post office, and Charles Street are stressed. These are the important details that the emergency services need. It just happened is a way of saying it happened a moment ago. Notice the stress on just, which emphasizes that the accident happened very, very recently. What did they say? Notice how say is emphasized, but the intonation falls at the end of the word. This is a what question, so the intonation falls at the end.
Around town. Running errands.
Hi there. How can I help you?
Well, I'm in town visiting for a few days, and I need to get some things done while I'm here.
Sure. What do you need?
I need to get my hair cut. I also need to have my new pants hemmed.
Okay, here's a map of the city. There's a good hair salon here, which is just a block away. And there's a tailor right here. Is there anything else?
Yes, I'll need to have my car serviced before my long drive home.
No problem. There's a good mechanic a few blocks away.
Language notes. Hi there. Notice the intonation in this greeting. It rises after hi and falls after there. Sure is a friendly expression to mean okay. Get my hair cut, have my new pants hemmed, have my car serviced. Notice get, have, plus object, plus participle. This structure is used to describe actions that someone else does for us. Get and have are interchangeable here. Is there anything else? Here means, do you need more information? Before my long drive home. Notice the emphasis and intonation on home. The speaker wants to show humor here. If she doesn't get her car checked, she might not get home. She wants to be friendly and light with the receptionist. No problem here means don't worry. Notice the stress on no. The receptionist laughs first, then puts emphasis on no by lengthening the word. This shows that she understands the car could break down if it doesn't get serviced. Around town. Catching up after class.
Hey, how did your physics exam go?
Not bad, thanks. I'm just glad it's over. How about you? How'd your presentation go?
Oh, it went really well. Thanks for helping me with it.
No problem. So, do you feel like studying tomorrow for our math exam?
Yeah, sure. Come over around 10 o'clock after breakfast.
All right. I'll bring my notes.
Language notes. Hey is a friendly expression meaning hello. How did your physics exam go? Is a way of saying, how was your physics exam? I'm just glad. Notice the stress on glad. Just is used for emphasis before an adjective here. How about you? Notice the intonation falls here because the speaker is going to follow it up with a detailed question. How'd your presentation? Notice the contraction for how did sounds like how'd, and your sounds like your. Do you feel like here has the meaning of do you want to? Notice do you feel like is followed by an ing verb, studying. Come over here has the meaning of come to my house. Notes. Students take notes about what the teacher says during a lecture.
Around town. Transportation.
Should we take a taxi or a bus to the mall?
Let's take a bus. It's impossible to get a taxi during rush hour.
Isn't that a bus stop over there?
Yes. Oh, there's a bus now. We'll have to run to catch it.
Oh no, we just missed it.
No problem. There'll be another one in 10 minutes.
Language notes. Should we or is a way of asking which is better. Should is used to ask for an opinion. Note that we do not say will here. Take a taxi or a bus. The word or signals a choice here. Notice the rising intonation on taxi, the first choice, and falling intonation on bus, the second choice.
Let's. Let us means I think we should do this. Rush hour is the time of day when most people are going to or from work. In most American cities, rush hour is from about 7:30 to 9 a.m. and from about 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Notice that rush hour is a compound noun with the main stress on the first word. Isn't that? This is a negative question. The speaker expects an affirmative answer. It is used to check information. Bus stop is a compound noun with the main stress on the first word. Oh! Is an exclamation used to express alarm or surprise. Oh no! Is an expression used to express disappointment. We just missed it here means we arrived a moment too late to get the bus. Notice the emphasis on just to show the very recent past. No problem here means it doesn't matter.